There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Y'all, Poodle needs to have sex.
Are we rolling?
Because...
Did you get that the first thing I said?
No, okay. It was gross. There was a hole in his pillow, and I said, why is it there? And he said, I've been fucking it.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
Why do you always make me sound more country than I am?
Also, he has been edgy today because he needs to get fucked.
I think also I had a cookie later on and the sugar just all riled me up. Thank you. Is it Rachel? Rachel Carty. Sure, I shouldn't have said his last names. Was it Rachel who sent it to us?
I thought it was Nikki.
No.
Hold on, let me look.
Let's not get this wrong. Because they sent us 2 dozen cookies. Let's not be assholes.
No, Nikki sent us the... what did Nikki send us?
Bees, honey.
The honey.
I can do is bees.
Y'all, Nikki sent us... That fucking soap and that cinnamon honey.
I haven't used it yet.
Anna fucking knows where it's at with honey. Buy her shit. It is good.
I don't use soaps that are gifts. When guests come, I give those to them because you want a guest to feel special. You don't use fancy soaps
for yourself.
You wait for the guest.
I use fancy soaps for myself. I get those little soaps from L'Occitane that come in the tins, and that's what I give people when they come as guests. That's gay.
I prefer nicer ones, but that's okay.
I've given you those soaps, and see what I mean, y'all? He needs to get fucked. No, y'all, Rachel Watt, she sent us cookies from Milk Jar Cookies.
Oh, y'all, Milk Jar is good.
They're the best cookies in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Milk.
I've been having a sugar like hangover for days.
If you want, if there's milk, which has, on Beverly, which has good kind of sweet things there. And then there's Milk Bar.
There's Milk Bar, which is completely different, which is mostly cake.
Which is from New York, and they have good cake. But if you want cookies...
Milk Jar.
Milk Jar Cookies.
On Wilshire.
Right by our P.O. box for 90 Day Gays, y'all.
Right next to the place called Wilshire Massage, where we get beat the shit out of by a woman named Paula.
By Paula, who giggles like Yolanda. Y'all, if you want to send us anything, you don't have to, but some of you are... Send it to 5482 Wilshire Boulevard, number 362, Los Angeles, 90036, care of 90 Day Gays.
696969.
And if it's a bomb, it's just going to blow up the UPS man, not us. So it ain't going to work.
You will blow up a good Indian restaurant, though. That's right there.
That restaurant
That's
is
a good,
good
buffet Indian place.
Oh, and Yuko Kitchen.
You know what? No one gives a
no
fuck.
No one, like,
Let's
three
move
people
on.
Know this.
Yo, this is 90 Day Gaze.
Welcome to 90 Day Gaze. My name's Matt Maher, a.k.a. Maddie.
And I'm Poodle, a.k.a. Jake.
We're doing it.
This is episode, seems like episode 311 of this season. I could not be more annoyed by these people.
We kept saying, when is
this
done?
I wish they all were dead.
It was a long episode.
Uh-huh.
Some good things happened, but it was just a long episode. Poodle and I
hate them all.
Poodle and I think that they, you know, because originally we were supposed to get the other way on June 1st, and they bumped it to June 8th. Do you think the corona happened, and they went, let's milk out some more episodes?
They are like an old woman's titties that can normally not very often produce milk. They're wringing the old lady's teat to get a tiny drop of milk out of them.
Yes. You know what? Yeah. I was kind of thinking, speaking of milk, you know when you're trying to jack off that guy who takes like 30 minutes to come?
Oh, the worst.
And but has a beautiful dick. So you know it's there.
I'm already bored.
And you're just, you know when your arms are burning?
Yes. I do like to complete a task.
No, I won't stop. I'm telling you, I'm like fucking, what's his name?
I don't know. When my shot clock goes, you need to get out the door. When the shot clock that's on my ceiling goes,
not me. I'm like Elijah Wood in fucking Token. I'm going to get that goddamn ring and take it back.
You know how that movie ends, right?
Yeah. He goes off on a boat and says, never mind, I don't need the
Probably
ring.
Probably not the best
not
image.
The ring.
Not the best image.
Oh, goodness. So this episode, we don't remember the number, but it's called Hard Habit to Break.
It's a hard habit to break.
It's a hard habit to break.
Who sung this song? Hard Habit. That's right.
I'm never born to be there forever.
So, y'all, we've already said, this is an endless season. It never ends, and everyone is a dumpster fire.
They are.
So,
which, by the way, next week's episode is called Never Ending Story.
Never Ending Story.
Save it for next week. Save it for next week.
Da, 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 da.
I'm just saving
it for
next week.
Angela is guesting as the rock monster.
You called her that once, and it was accurate.
I did.
We're going to jump into this. We've got a couple announcements. Sorry for someone who left us 4 stars and said we do too many announcements. We just did it one time.
I like it. I just like, fuck that person.
That upset me.
But it has bothered you.
It's a review, y'all. A review is there forever. Unless you change it.
We were just talking to Cameo when...
We're restructuring our Patreon tiers. We just had an announcement one time.
We were talking
about... Hurt my feelings.
We were talking about like Cameo reviews, and someone's like... When reviews on Cameo, you try to give like 5 stars if someone even completes it.
Yeah.
And because Cameo will bug the shit out of you if you get anything less than 5 stars.
When Ashley posted that Darcy missed her Cameo, I was like, oh,
she's
bitch,
fucked.
Bitch
I know.
Was drunk because I never miss them.
I was so triggered by that.
Me
I was
too.
Like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Oh, fuck. She missed her Cameo. Oh my God, everything's going to go to hell.
And then a sissy didn't know her because Ashley like read her. She's like, this hoe. And she was like, maybe don't be so brutal. I was like, oh, you don't know Ashley. She was just kidding. It was fine. It was a funny exchange.
All I know is I was given a review. Best thing I've ever done for myself. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. So funny. 4 stars. Oh! Pause it. Hold on. It's a delivery.
Knock on the door.
Ooh, y'all, we're back.
Sorry I screamed. Sorry.
You screamed like it was Crystal knocked.
Somebody knocked
Someone
on the door.
Someone knocked on the door.
Very loudly. And it was a... It was a very sweet gift.
It was a lovely gift from Drizzly. And y'all, that's the best gift. When
Drizzly.
You receive a gift of alcohol.
From Lena and Joshua.
From Lena and Joshua.
Thank
sissies.
Thank you so much. So
we just posted
it on
Instagram.
At 90 Day Gaze. Oh, that startled me. It's a lot of alcohol, y'all. We're going to get
drunk. It's a lot of alcohol.
Drunk.
I'm going to make this bitch drink that we were given. We were given good vodka. My favorite kind.
Tequila makes my clothes come off like that song.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw you in the closet. So you have tequila, let you fend
let
for
me
yourself.
Out! Let me out!
Or just put you in the alley and let you do your work.
Thank you for helping me make money.
But we were given and some cranberries and a whole smorgasbord of White Claw.
I'm excited because I've only tried the black cherry, and a lot of people said, and I said, this is good. And people,
they're like, that sucks. Mango's best.
People read you. And they were like, that's trash, Maddie. You're trash. And I said, well, I don't mean to be rude.
You know, they're right. You are trash.
You know what? Okay. So we have quick announcements. Don't give us 4 stars. One. Labor of Love is up, y'all. You can listen to it.
With a new theme song, y'all. Celine Dion fans will enjoy this.
They will. Mm-hmm. Some of you have already came at us and let us know. So that is up on the regular podcast, the first 2 episodes. And then after that, it's going behind the gate around at the $5 tier.
At the Lonely Heart tier.
However, this week, y'all, second announcement. See how quick we're going, 4-star review? We're going. The second announcement, y'all, we've had 1 million downloads of this podcast.
And 5,000 members in the Sissy Squad and 2,000 Patreon members.
It all happened literally the same fucking week. We got 1 million actually last week, but we didn't have time.
It's like when you get pummeled by a 9-inch dick and the 10-inch dick guy calls you the next day. And the 11-inch dick guy calls you on Wednesday.
I like that you're trying to tell people that they actually come on different days. It's like the 9-inch dick is pummeling you.
9 a.m.
And then the 10-inch guy tells him to move over. And then the 11-inch guy comes out of the bathroom.
Gang's all here.
The gang's all here. Anyway, y'all.
Three amigos.
That's crazy. We started this podcast 8 months ago.
8 months ago.
1 million downloads.
I am overwhelmed with gratitude at this moment.
It is.
I rarely feel things.
That's just because you said you were hungry. That's what you're feeling. It's not gratitude. It's hunger.
That is true, because I just said, I'm a little hungry.
So
I am at my most vulnerable when I'm hungry. I'm like an animal.
We really appreciate it. And some of you asked for your musical episode. Poodle's working on
that. I'm working on it, you fucks.
It's going to happen sometime. But so for this week, what we're going to do, we're going to give y'all everything. So if you're
everything on the Patreon, even if you're not a member of the Patreon, it's all there. You can binge it, you fuckers. You can stay up all night long with taking meth and listening to all of us.
I hope you don't do that, but you can stay up all night long.
I was using that as hyperbole.
I know, but I mean, yeah. Anyway, so
good luck getting meth in this economy.
Two more things we're going to talk about.
Actually, I think you probably could.
It's pretty still pretty easy. Pretty.
You know,
easy.
I'm going to stop talking about meth.
No, actually, when the economy goes bad, people start selling drugs more and get addicted to drugs because that's all they have.
Well, thank you for shaming me.
No, I'm just giving you a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Your toxic shame for me is not appreciated.
Oh, get off the cross, Alan Downs. Mm-hmm. So, okay, y'all. Bi Curious episode.
I told you I fucked him, right?
Yeah, you did.
Alan Downs, yeah. The guy who wrote The Velvet Rage. Which is this big book about gay shame, y'all.
It's a good book.
He was weird after.
He was weird. He had shame.
He had shame after fucking me. If you've read The Velvet Rage, know that I have ridden him crying deeper, deeper.
It's true.
We're all gay guys.
If you are a gay person or know someone gay dealing with shame about their sexuality, it is a very helpful book for gay or bi men.
Yeah. Can't really support that anymore.
Yeah. Well.
I've ruined a lot of things.
A lot of things. Poodle. I'll let you announce it. I'm going to give you a drum roll. Please announce to people.
The name
of the Bi Curious episode we're going to do.
Oh, yes.
Coming up at the first
drum roll, please. Stop. The Bi Curious episode for the month of June is Smothered.
We're going to be doing an episode of Smothered.
And y'all, they just did a whole marathon on Saturday, and I watched it, and I was just consistently appalled.
Consistently.
One woman wants her daughter to get in her own bathwater, and I'm revolted. It's just awful.
That's gross.
And then one woman, like, she could not wait to tell her mother about her intended baby, and she told her mother first and then didn't tell the whole family until later. And the husband is like, I ask you one thing, to tell your mother. Oh, yeah. It's, y'all, it's codependency, like, on display.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gross.
I haven't watched it, but I will. I'm looking forward to it. So that's going to be, it's not going to be next Friday. That is
the first week in June, which will be, like, June
5th.
Yeah.
June 5th, y'all. That's going to be happening.
We should also say we go through our new Patreon tiers.
We're
going
to go through quickly.
On June 1st, you guys, we are adding a new tier of Patreon, which is the $8 tier. At the $5 tier is everything you're already getting at the $5 tier. That is the Lonely Heart tier. That is our normal vintage episode on our Patreon.
You're getting
new
that. New to us.
We're doing the other way right now, the season one.
You're getting a little merch discount. But at the eight, which we'll email those out again on June 1st. And then at the $8 tier,
which is now called Don't Pull Over.
Don't Pull Over. We went with the classic, y'all.
Yeah.
That's our $8 tier is Don't Pull Over. For that tier, that's going to be the
Bi-Curious.
You're going
to get everything that you've just gotten to the $5 tier with the addition of the Bi-Curious episode. Right now, you're getting one a month. But when we hit a certain goal, you're going to get two a month.
So, and we're about 100 people away from that. And then the $15 tier, the Come At Us tier, is going to be you get everything, the watch along, you get the Bi-Curious episode, you get the vintage. And what we're adding two things.
Big things.
Once a month, we're going to be doing a YouTube
live. We just did the first one.
It went really well.
We had such a good time.
300 people.
Yeah, that was for our $15 members. And then, you need to shut up, Carr.
You do.
Sorry. Do y'all hear how loud that is? People are rude.
And then what's the other thing? I don't remember it.
The Sissy Spotlight.
Oh, the spotlight. Ding, 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 your
That's
spotlight.
A terrible song. You're making the announcements longer by singing.
We're going to have to sing that song now every time we say it's a spissy,
no,
sissy
spotlight. No,
we don't. Checking into your
spotlight. No! I want to kill you.
Now it's in your head now.
I want to kill you.
Anyway, y'all.
I want to throw rocks at your head.
The Sissy Spotlight is basically your chance to be on the show.
Yes.
We're going to have a Google Voice number.
You're entered kind of in a raffle. We choose one a week in our regular,
regular podcast.
So it's going to become a part of the regular podcast. You get a 1-minute rant about a 90-day person. You can 1-minute rant about your life or COVID or your husband or us.
Uh-huh.
Anything.
Or
something that just pisses you off. Or if you want to talk about things you love.
Or Heather Torres, if you end up fucking your neighbor, you can talk to us for a minute about that.
That's going to be a whole show.
We'll just give you 5 minutes. Everybody's going to love it. Anyway, y'all, that's the announcements. I hope it wasn't too long or laborsome
for
you.
Wasn't there something else?
No, Smothered, Labor of Love, 1 million downloads, Gatreon tiers.
All right, done.
That's it.
Let's move on.
Let's
jump into the show.
Woo.
Only 15 minutes, y'all.
It's only 15 minutes.
All right. The first, y'all, we have a lot of David and Lana this episode.
We do.
And I will say I felt every minute pass for these because it's the most uncomfortable human with the most uncomfortable other human.
You know what? So did Lana. So did Lana.
He's just, oh, God. I want to bring up something, one of the most important things. Besides the leather trench coat, which we've already talked about, both the shirts he wore are the same style.
And are they the same color? I felt like I was just
seeing orange. Well, the orange one is, but he also wore a color I can only refer to as mustard, but it doesn't really explain what it is.
No.
It's like baby shit.
It is kind of like baby diarrhea.
But y'all, and it's a color that doesn't look good on white people.
It does not look good.
Yeah. His orange doesn't look good on white people either. But they're the same style, which means he bought all these shirts, and it's almost like he tried to find the most unattractive colors to wear.
This is what happened.
He looks sickly, too.
Which, you know, some people do this. Ina Garten, she gets a shirt made. She gets them all made, but in different fabrics. That's her thing. Denim, black, white, red. But with David, he went to Tommy Bahama in, like, 1993.
Yeah, I was going to say 1993.
And he found, like, he found the shirt. And as sales clerk named Lorraine said, well, that looks good on you.
This is a great style for you. 1993 calls.
And he says, can I have one in every color? And he bought so many that that's all that he has.
And they're only colors that were available in the early 90s.
It's true. It's
like
true.
That mustard color was very available.
Buffy used to wear it a lot, and so did Willow.
Yes, you're right.
Sorry, sometimes we up-gay ourselves, don't we?
Like upselling, up-gay?
Yeah.
Anyway we haven't seen this color in nature in a long time, you guys.
Anyway, he has a lot of shirts. And he probably likes to wear Tommy Bahama because he thinks it makes him look worldly and also cool.
They're also very long, and we've already talked about how his shirts make him look like a Peanuts child.
Yes. I'm getting so many texts right now, by the way, because of quote, I'm trying to not pay. But
can you like turn them off then?
No, my friend knows Keith from Labor of Love, and they're doing a Zoom party right now with like seven friends, and they're listening to our podcast.
Y'all, we had a good time with Labor of Love. Well, I don't know. Let me put quotes around good.
So he just texted me and said, quote, I love Asian semen. I guess one of us said that.
Yeah, there's a lot. You were all about Asian representation.
I love some hot.
No, I think just to say something about Labor of Love at the beginning, Kristen Davis is the host, y'all. In the theme song, we basically said, what happened? What happened that brought her there? She also, people did comment, she had some work.
And that's fine.
She had a little upholstery done.
And that's okay. We don't comment a lot on people's appearances unless it's a choice.
It looked
like Tania's shirts.
Yeah. It looked, her face did look a little tight.
It probably just got done. Look.
Yeah.
If you think about in 10 years, and by 10 years, I mean 10 months, when one of us peters out on this show and quits. Yeah. And then 3 years from now, someone comes to you and says, Poodle, this is your comeback. It's just you. You're going to go get so much done.
Yep. Well, it's like when you got Botox the first time, and it was kind of messy.
It wasn't good. That's why I got Botox, though, is that it went away.
And it just kind of, your forehead looked confused all the time.
I'm going to try it one more time. I think Poodle, I'm going to make Poodle go with me.
Okay. Well, I look young, so it's all right. Not a word.
I was just imitating Lana being uncomfortable. That was it.
Y'all,
yeah,
let's go on. Every 10 seconds that passes, I want to like rip my throat out.
Well, clearly David,
it's so awful.
David still uses a dial-up AOL, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because he is not very media savvy, because he is amazed. Wow. They have this translator app.
It can do everything.
I say English, and then it spits out Russian or Ukrainian.
You know
or
what? It's quite normal to say blah blah blah, and then the translator says, "Yes, I would. I would like a coffee."
Yeah,
very normal.
He is amazed by this. I don't know if he knows that people are cloning people now.
No,
but there's things that are kind of. Also, you would think in 7 years, but again. White savior bullshit.
Yeah.
Don't you think someone would make a little bit of an effort to learn someone's fucking
language? To learn a little Russian. Yeah. And I think, and she's
Come
trying.
On.
She can understand English. She just can't speak it.
But he can't.
He can't hardly do any Russian. Yeah. She says, da.
Come on, lazy Americans. Make an effort.
An
English teacher.
He does give her some chocolate after creepily laughing for a while. And she says, I like to get gifts from David.
I like to get, no, she says gifts and money.
Gifts from money.
And the producer says.
Oh, this is my favorite
the
moment.
The producer says.
How much have you received?
How much have you received?
And she says, can we skip question? It's like being on the SAT. Can we skip question?
She's a master.
Or like some type of like citizenship test where you're like, who was George Washington? Can we skip this one?
Can we skip this one? I do not know.
So I kept running. I'm screaming watching them. He's trying to kiss her. He's trying to hold her. And you know when you're at the Pumpkin Town Festival and you're trying to catch the greased pig, Lana looks like the greased pig. She's just kind of slipping in and out of his
slipping
arms.
Slipping out and looks uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
I remember it's kind of like, and this is going to make Elizabeth and Alyssa Albertson shit her pants. Whenever Nathan Furman came out at UNT and he got drunk one time and kind of I was playing pool and thought it was just a friendly game of pool. And
the idea of you playing pool sounds ridiculous.
I'm a pool shark.
Yeah.
And so
I play with you. You're not.
Oh, please. I know what to do with this stick. And so anyway.
That's why you're bad at pool.
I was sitting on the pool table just way, kind of like a little drunk, and then Nathan Furman started trying to rub up my legs, and I was frozen. Because I did not know what to do.
When your heart's not open.
Yes, it's true.
Notice we didn't go to the fucking movie song.
Here's the deal, y'all. It is hard when you're a gay man and you know someone just came out of the closet.
Yeah.
It's usually when they're at their most vulnerable. And then when they try to hit on you and fuck you.
You're skeeved.
And it's, but you don't want to fuck them because I'm trauma. Because I had a guy who talked to me and was like, I thought a friend. And then I called him just to talk to him the next time. And then he said, stop hitting on me. And like totally like ghosted me, even though I didn't care for him at all.
Oh my God.
He's a violist.
Oh, I remember that story.
Violists are bitches.
You had some really like boom, boom, terrible ones right when you. Like came
out. Was outed. I was on my own. I did that shit on my own. I had to dick myself
on my own.
I didn't know about the ball. No one taught me.
How do I put it in my end this way?
How did I end it? Y'all, because when you're gay and you first start sucking dick, you don't know what to do.
Yeah, y'all, the rule book is not written.
The rule book
no
is not written.
No one's taught you, unless you have a drag queen mentor. Mm-hmm. No one.
Yes.
You just start sucking dick, which what you see on gay porn.
It's a lot like this. It's just kind of like.
And then it's like
five
then later
years
on,
in, you're like. Oh.
It's like the fucking Dyson attachment after that. Don't. We're not on this.
I have to say, my boys, we have Darcy.
To be honest, y'all, this was a shit episode. We're gonna and some of our best episodes are on shit episodes.
This is shit, and we're getting drunk on Lena and Joshua's booze.
I'm kind of a little tipsy right now. I'm not gonna lie.
Great.
So anyway,
David is wanting affection.
Yeah,
he's already talking about wanting affection from her, and he says it's very hard not for me to look into your eyes. And what does Lana say, poodle? What does she say?
What did she say here?
Nothing. She said
That's
just went.
She just stared.
She kind of Yolanda
Y'all,
giggled.
She's got Stockholm syndrome. Like, she is kidnapped.
She's not familiar with affection.
When they walked, it's almost like he's got a gun to her back.
That, you know what? That is,
that's what it feels
I
like.
I told Poodle, this feels very like sexual assault.
Yeah, it's very hostage.
Something. It feels
gross.
A
little rapey. Yeah.
It's not. We're not saying that about you, David. This is not a factual news show. If
you know,
you're listening,
if he's going to come for us for truth, this is the wrong podcast.
Wait, that is hilarious that I thought David would know how to listen to a podcast.
I know.
He doesn't even
know
about a translator.
Like, he's still riding around in his like Lamborghini.
Yeah, he probably calls Siri like my dad, Siri.
Your father calls it Siri.
He says, "Hey Siri." He's tried to do voice text for a while, and we would just get voice text saying, "Hey Siri, God damn it, Siri, fucking, will you text Matt and tell him baloney?" Like we'd only get the little bit of it.
Wow. I want to move on to the fact he asks her, "Why did you give me a fake address?"
What's happening with my computer?
I don't know. I can't be responsible for your technology. Can I just keep going while you figure out your tech problems? I'm going to go ahead.
Oh, Siri is talking, or Siri's listening to us. I can't turn Siri off.
Don't you love it how hijacks the show,
it's
y'all?
It's still going. Siri won't stop, and it won't let me press my...
Hey, Siri. God damn it, Siri. Looking like, will you text Matt, asshole?
What is it say?
Baloney.
Listen.
Riveting. I can't deal with this. Just a sec. What is Siri going to say?
I don't know.
No, she's confused.
She's confused.
There's
okay.
going to be steam coming out of that computer.
Okay, there we go. We're back. I have my screen now.
So anyway, y'all, he tells her, I got a PI. I get a private investigator. She's mortified, as who wouldn't be?
Yes.
And she's like, and the producer says, you know, is it weird that he went to your hometown and knocked on your door? She's like, it is mad.
It is mad. Y'all, it is insane.
If someone said that to me and told me all of this, I would be like Speedy Gonzalez out of that restaurant. Even more importantly, I would be out there and he would pay for the check.
Oh, yeah, you would just say you're going to the bathroom and leave. That's what
I've done that on a date before.
You have?
Yes, when it's been so bad.
Literally?
Yes.
You couldn't tell them to their face?
No, I left. You know what? We weren't at a restaurant. We were at a bar.
Did you even text him?
He said, "Where are you?" And I said, "You're really offensive."
Okay.
Because he was drunk.
The fact that Jake said someone was offensive when they're drunk means that you went on a date with Hitler.
He was drunk when I got there, actually.
To bother you?
He was drunk at Akbar when I got there.
Oh, Akbar.
Yeah. We were like making crafts or something. They have that craft night on Wednesday. Yeah. He was already drunk, though, when I got there.
Well, maybe he
I can really pick him. Let me just tell you that.
Maybe he was like Jason from Labor of Love, just nervous.
He was nervous about meeting me. He was all hands across America, too, I got there.
He heard all the stories.
All the bathroom wall?
Yeah.
He knew
he had a legacy to fuck.
He was nervous, I will say that. But he was someone I knew from someone else. And so I wanted to...
Well, I'm glad you made your friend look really good. That's really kind of you. That's really sweet. Way to think of them.
Thank you for making this story not about my uncomfortableness, but theirs. Because my comfort should be the most important to you. But thank you for that. Anyway, to this she replies, "It's time to go home."
It is. She's like, "It's time to go home." So she goes home, and then the next day we see that David was able to chat with her online because he's still paying, even though he's met her.
I guarantee you this app, y'all, is like $400 a month.
But he's like,
it's something ridiculous.
His reasoning is the app translates for him. I bet you if she ever moves to Las Vegas, he's going to talk to her through the fucking app at home. And she's still going to be making money in Las Vegas. Doing blow at the fucking Flamingo.
Yeah.
Making money.
You know what? Lana's a survivor.
She is.
She's a, quote, 28-year-old, unquote, survivor.
She is not 28. She is not.
As I said in the last podcast, maybe in dog years.
Yeah.
I mean, she's at least 38, y'all.
You think Lana's 38?
I think she's 38.
I don't think she's that old. I think she's at least 34, 35.
I think she's older than that.
Wow.
Yep.
Maybe it'll all come out in the wash.
I think she's older than that.
It'll all come out. Anyway, they're going around like taking videos and pictures so that way they can prove that
basically,
they've been together.
That way we can rook the K-1 visa people into believing they're real.
Exactly. And they go, exactly.
Y'all, again, they're trying to fool the visa people.
Well, no, David's not trying to fool. For David, it's real.
Yeah, that's true.
He just hasn't seen her, so he's not trying to fool anyone.
She's trying to fool them.
That's why he probably thinks, oh, they'll see our love story on 90 Day Fiancé. I'll do this show.
Right.
Not realizing the immigration people are going to be like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Anyway, they go bowling, y'all, because, of course,
he's a professional bowler.
He's a professional
in his 20s.
Bowler. He was in his 20s. That.
What a life he must have lived.
Come at us if you're a professional bowler. Are professional bowlers like really wild? Or it's kind of one of the only sports that people can do right now.
Yes. You can play golf, too.
Golf. Literally, my boyfriend's so desperate for sports. Come at us, y'all. If your husband or partner who loves sports or wife is so desperate for sports. I came home and he was watching. There was a fucking cornhole tournament on ESPN.
Holy fuck.
I was like, what are you doing? He was like, babe, this is getting good. I was like, this is bullshit. And he was actually laughing at the commentating. But cornhole.
They played cornhole on Labor of Love.
And it was literally a 17-year-old in socks and open face Adidas sandals. It was offensive. He won.
Sounds about right.
Anyway.
When you started that 17-year-old in socks, I almost went to a gay porn.
No, you got to unfilter your Pornhub videos. Y'all,
when they say they're 17, they're not, because they always check ID on a porn set.
If you work for the Child Protective Services, Jake does not watch minor underage porn.
No, because that doesn't exist anymore.
Any views or anything of Jake Anthony do not affect the views of 90 Day Gates or Matt Maher.
Minor porn doesn't exist anymore. They have to, because all the Brent Corrigan stuff, now everyone's terrified.
Good. They should be. Y'all,
if you don't know who Brent Corrigan is, y'all can Google that. And there was a movie made about it called...
With what's his name?
Garrett Clayton.
Garrett Clayton. Hey, Siri, what's that movie with Garrett Clayton where he plays a gay porn person?
Just a sec. I didn't find exactly what you were looking for, but I did find some movies.
Wow. Oh, King Cobra.
I just love, he was like, just a sec, let me look for your porn.
King Cobra.
King Cobra.
It's also with, what's his name?
James Franco.
Who always likes to do gay stuff.
Yeah. And Christian Slater's in it. And that's who they murder, who's the gay porn filmer.
It's not
a
bad movie.
It's a terrible movie.
It's a terrible movie.
Thank you.
It's 41.
You do see Garrett Clayton's huge, like, heart-shaped ass at the end.
He's got an amazing ass.
Yeah.
It's 41% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's a good thing she's pretty. Let's just say that.
She can sing well. He did a rendition.
She's not a good actor.
He did a rendition, a music video on Halloween of I Put a Spell on You from Hocus Pocus, and it was really good.
I never knew he might be gay.
Yeah, shocker. Shocker.
It was a big deal when he came out, y'all.
I kind of respect him because he really embraces his super gay, and he kind of works it. And
he didn't until that, though.
But he's making a career for himself now.
He is.
He'll be a judge on Drag Race soon.
Yep. You know, it's hard to be a gay celebrity. It really is.
It is.
Because there's very few things left for you.
Our goal for Poodle and I is we want to play Branson.
And we want to get on a reality show.
And we want to get a reality, but we will know we have made it whenever we are judges on RuPaul's Drag Race.
And we have drag queens impersonate us. That's
yes.
How you know you've made it, y'all.
When people are making fun of us, when someone
does an impression of
us. Someone's going to do a drunk poodle for Snatch Game, and you have made it.
I've made it. That's how I know. That's how I
know
you. I don't have a ton of other things about them. They're taking photos, y'all. Oh, they are at the... I want to talk about this one thing. She's a shitty bowler. He's like, if I bowl a strike, you'll give me a kiss. And so he doesn't bowl a strike. But
well, first of all, there's this music.
I was going to get to this. There's this kind of blues song, Jerry Lee Lewis. But instead of Jerry Lee Lewis, it's Lee Lewis Jerry. And it's like, gong, 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 gong. I felt so, my name is David, and I came to the Ukraine.
Oh, hold on.
I'm going to play. My name is Gary. What are you doing? Oh, you're getting spoons. You don't play spoons in blues.
Well, it's kind of country.
Anyway, but he's basically singing a terrible, like...
These are not good spoons.
He's singing a terrible song, y'all, and it's like, it felt like the K-1 Visa blues.
I got the K-1 Visa.
And anyway, so she does give him, she gives him the cheek, y'all, when he tries to kiss her. She flicks it. Yeah, someone's getting into the White Claw, y'all.
No.
You know how when you hear it's like a rat, hearing a rat get it go into something. Show us, listen to that crack.
Ooh.
Open. This episode's never going to end.
I want to try the mango.
You cannot touch the mango.
Oh.
Is it good?
I do not like mango in real life.
I love mango
this
in real life.
This is delicious.
I'll try it.
We're quarantined, but you're already.
That is good. It's good.
You know why I like White Claws? They're not sweet.
You know what? That's my biggest problem with hard drinks in general. Not hard dicks. Hard drinks.
No.
They're too sweet.
This is going to be a really long show. Anyway,
I
love that montage. I think he's faking it. He finally gets a strike.
Yeah, and she does kiss him, and she gives him the cheek. And then they go to a restaurant, you guys. after taking some pictures.
A lot of it was just them walking around taking pictures. That's why it's
I will
so long.
Say they do one of my most pet peeves. They do it twice. He does it. He sits on the same side as her of a booth.
Oh, I didn't mind that.
You do that?
No. We usually sit across from one another.
That's what normal people do.
Look to them and talk to them.
That's what normal people do.
Well, he wants to potentially touch her.
Yeah, but you can touch her under the table. If I put my when
you never sat in a booth and gave a guy a hand job in the middle of a diner?
No, I usually put my foot in his crotch.
Oh,
that's how I work it. Because then I can be had the air of respectability.
Well.
Also, I want to be across from. It hurts my neck to like to talk to them. That's being after 40, y'all. I'm like, hurts my neck.
Oh, God.
If you sit on the same side, you're either that couple or it's creepy.
I think it's sweet when I see the old people sit by one another.
That's because they can't. That's because they have to hold each other up.
Wow. I think the sissies are going to come for you on that one. I think you're wrong.
I doubt it.
You're wrong.
I doubt it. You know what? Come for me if you think it's weird when people sit on the same side in a booth. It's weird.
Or come for him if you think it's right. Come for me.
I think so. What do you think? People are going to be more against me or for what I'm going to say? We'll see how this works. I think I may put this in a poll.
I think it's going to be 50-50.
Really? You're wrong.
I think a lot of people are split.
You're wrong. It's weird to sit on the same side in a booth when you're the only two people there. It's weird.
All right.
It's weird. The fact that you're not having a reaction to this.
I don't really have an opinion on it. I think it's kind of cute, though.
Would you sit on the same side as Kyle in a booth?
Yeah. I mean, I don't because I want to look at him and talk.
Right, because it's normal.
I think it's better, but I think now I will. You know, here's a distinction. I actually think it's not as weird if people are really familiar with one another, but it is the fact that they just met each other.
It doesn't matter.
No,
it doesn't matter.
Like some people are like old couples, and you've been with somebody, and you kind of want to like sit up and snuggle with them by a booth.
Nope,
and look out because you're bored at looking at one another.
No, nope.
And you want to talk to people, but for a new couple, not to sit for, like with sit David and Lana, it's weird.
If you sit on the same side in a booth, you are that couple, and know that everyone is looking at you.
White Claw's gluten free. Who knew that?
In the very end, you guys, he keeps rubbing her back. I'm creeped out. She orders just grapefruit juice, no alcohol at this restaurant, because she's got to swat his hands away.
She got to swat his hands away. are we done with them? Already bored
yes.
with them. I think that's it. They have a long
God,
hug.
It's like 40 minutes in, and we've just been talking about David and Lana.
We should probably take a commercial.
Let's take a commercial.
Y'all, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio, and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's J-U-V-E-D-E-R-M.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
And we're back. All right, let's talk about Stephanie and Erica.
Not take the last part. Take the last part of that out.
Yeah, let's just talk about Stephanie. Because Erica's like, peace out, bitch.
This was just
not a
trip through sadness.
This is why we think they had to build in another episode, because this could have been summed up in literally one segment of her flying home.
This whole episode felt like bloated.
That's a good word for it, bloated.
Like a dead animal you run over on the highway.
That is true.
Speaking of a possum, she's got a possum stuffed animal and a penguin stuffed animal. And I don't know if you heard
it. She
does
have a lot of.
I don't know if you heard this or heard this little kind of like a little outtake, but the possum was here I am. I'm just hoping I get home all safe. She's sad all the time. I miss the girl with rainbow hair.
She thought she was going to get some poontang, but instead, she just got judgment.
And the penguin's like, oh, it's a lot easier to mate with a man. Because, you know, they've had male and male penguins. This girl-on-girl thing, you know, it takes a lot more work, it seems like.
I'm nodding my head because the other one's just not, he's not even talking. He's just nodding his head like, yeah.
Anyway, that's what they were saying about this whole thing. They were basically thinking, when can we fuck each other, possum?
That's
can I suck your tick?
Sure. Want to put a little shrimp on my Barbie? A little down under?
There was not a lot to say,
matey.
Y'all.
My Australian always goes into pirate,
I know.
Y'all. There was. Stephanie thinks Erica's going to come wait for her. She's not, so she's walked in the airport. And y'all, we get a really sad song. Really sad song.
I will now perform it for you. Feelings are gone. You say we're only human. Ooh. I almost had your labia in my mouth. Tongue between your vaginal lips.
Vaginal lips.
Vulva. Licking your labia minora and your majora. Ooh, vagina. That's
all we got, y'all. I guess that's what lesbians do.
Which is ironic. It's just about vagina. However, this song is called Some Hearts. But it's not about hearts at all. It's by an Indigo Girls cover band.
And their name is their name is
not
the
Indigo Girls.
They are the Frida Calories.
Frida Calories.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Frida Calories. Uh-huh. They love eating Fritos. They originally...
Or no, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. They are the Georgia O'Queefs.
Georgia O'Queefs. There we go.
I could write a whole album that the Georgia O'Queefs would sing.
Well, they originally were the the Cerulean Ladies, but the Indigo Girls sued them.
Yeah, the Cerulean Ladies. Georgia O'Queefs. Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless. God bless our lesbian. God bless our lady-loving sissies.
It's true.
You can love ladies. You can love boys. You can love anything in between.
You can love boys if you're a boy. You can love men if you're a man. You said you said
that's
ladies and you said boys.
Probably a good idea.
So it sounded like, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to marry Kate Letourneau.
No.
Yeah, y'all.
But
you
were fascinated by that story.
Poodle
loves murder.
Vili Falau, her paramour.
They're still together, aren't they?
No, he's just gotten away from her. But apparently they still raise their children together. And I thought, what was that like to raise your rapist children, regardless if you're a male or female? Because she literally raped him. And we think it's ridiculous, but like we kind of laugh about that because as a teacher and a male student.
No.
Yeah, it's still awful.
Could be raped.
Yeah. I agree.
Ugh.
Anyway, so mom is there. Mom's picking her up with her friend Marta.
It's basically, this is a lead up to she's going to come out to her mom. That's it. That's literally all that happens.
And I will say it's really painful to watch her have to make up stories to her mom.
Yeah, this did bring me back.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you would say,
yeah,
your mom would be like, Jay Bird, what you do today? Well, mama.
Because I did talk an octave higher than normal.
Well, mama, I went out with some friends at Sonic. What friends, Jay Bird?
Oh, Laura and Carrie and Sarah
and Ross. Oh, Ross, he's that kind of fancy sissy boy, isn't he? Isn't he, Jay Bird?
Well, kind of. I don't know. I don't pay no attention to his dick or his muscly arms or his buttocks in his sweet, sweet, sweet tight Z Cavaricci jeans. Oh, mama.
I've never spoken like that in my life, but I like that. Anyway, so
I would love to do an animated show called Little Poodle where I get to do your voice and you can just do your mother.
I showed you pictures, and I would do my mother. I showed you pictures of me a child tonight.
Come at us if you're an animator, and come at us if you're a producer, and come at us if you want to pay us to make Little Poodle.
Little Poodle, L-I-L. I will say, y'all, I was an adorable child. Like, to the point, I'm not going to go off about wondering why I wasn't molested, but they missed a good chance.
You're going to get...
Let me just say that. You're going to get
letters for that.
We're going to get letters.
No, you're going to get letters. I'm not getting anything. Anyway, y'all, she knows her mom knows something. Y'all, her mom knows. Mothers always know.
Oh, yeah,
know.
She knows.
She knows. Anyway.
When she does, she'll probably come out to her next episode.
She is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shall we?
Let me get a drink of White Claw before I do. You know, I should actually get water.
It feels like it's 3 a.m.
Oh! It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely.
You know that song's about cancer?
I don't know what song you're talking about.
The Matchbox 20 song. It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. Must be lonely.
Oh, yeah? It's about who had cancer?
His mother. He's like,
she only sleeps when it's raining. And she screams, and her voice is straining.
It's about his mother's cancer.
That is so sad.
I know.
I hope she made it.
I don't think she did.
Oh, fuck cancer. Y'all, if you're going through cancer or sickness right now, because we have some sissies out there.
And you can write songs about it or write, y'all, write, what, was that my fault?
That was your, y'all, fuck cancer, fuck it. And you keep going, Queens. We're here for you.
Agreed. Who is this?
I'm glad you just stopped the middle of the show.
Oh, I remember that guy. Sorry.
Wow.
That's a blast from the past. Wow. Sorry. Let's move on to
Raw Dog Action.
Oh my
baby
god.
Baby girl.
Okay. Basically,
we still haven't had a proposal.
We literally start in the middle of a fight. We don't even know why they're fighting.
No, we from last week.
Well, yes. Lisa is upset.
It's the day before the wedding. He has not proposed to me. You know, because that's usually when men propose to people anyway.
The day before their fucking wedding. It is kind of surprising that they haven't.
But she's just making something to be angry about. So she's angry, and she's like doing what she always does. They get into a fight, and then Lisa says,
"I still smell cologne. Do you?"
No, I smell White Claw.
Sorry, y'all. Someone outside the window is wearing cologne, and I can smell it.
So Lisa just, she get in a fight, and Lisa says, I'm done.
Which is like the 11th time she said I'm done this entire season.
So clearly you don't know how to make boundaries. Anyway, he's nervous because his family is coming that night. All the plans are going to be new. And then the producer even says to Usman, what are you going to do? And Usman's like, I do not know what to do.
Yeah, he's... and I would like to call a 90 Days Theater when they're talking outside and we're going to move back to the interior of the room.
Okay.
So you're going to play baby girl Lisa, of course. I will play Usman. in the most racially sensitive way that I can.
Y'all, we let us know.
It's a real problem
really
being
problem
two
this,
white gay guys.
Because we don't want to be, we're just trying to do the accent. If you're offended, sorry. We're just being Usman.
I will do the best I can. Baby girl.
White women from Ohio should be offended.
That's true. Baby girl, what is wrong? Why won't you marry me?
I don't know why you wouldn't ask me why you wouldn't propose to me. We're blending cultures. I know it's not in your culture, but it's in my culture. This is what you do. I mean, well, I would say you could have asked me down when I went to get a Diet Coke. You could have asked me when I went back to that vending machine to get some Fritos. You could have asked
you
me.
You do like the Frito-Lay products.
When I went back to that vending machine to get a honey bun, and when they didn't have any honey buns, so I had to go to the hotel concierge and ask for him to go to the back to get the honey bun, because, you know, I love the raw dog of honey bun.
You yeah, you do. Me you then. Really do.
You could have, when I got Siggy's, you could have asked me when I got Siggy's. Nothing. I'm done. You're horrible.
So
I'm done.
I would wish you not think about what people are going to think. So why can't we just get married?
You have to ask me first.
Anyway, so go in the bathroom.
Plans are ruined.
Go in the bathroom.
Fine. I'm going to go in the bathroom. Usman, where's the brush? Where's the brush? Where's the brush? Where's the brush? I'm walking outside the bathroom now. I look down. What do I see?
Here is a cylindrical thing that I bought for you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My vulva lips are so engorged right now. The blood is there. They are pulsating. They're just saying, take me, take me, take me. Boom, boom, boom. This is everything I could have wanted. This is the most magical night ever.
Kiss me, baby love. Kiss me. Don't eat my face.
You're my everything.
And scene.
This was the shittiest wedding proposal.
It goes down in history
it's
as one of the
top
worst.
Three.
I will say, I want to take issue with something she said, that the fact that she wasn't proposed to until later, she's like, people going to think I'm knocked up.
There's already like seven sissies that Nikki was one of them.
No one's gonna think you're knocked up.
No one, Lisa.
What would you give birth to? A carton of Marlboros?
It'd be
that's like on the Cosby Show when he gave birth to a sandwich.
Or like in Spaceballs where that alien jumps out and goes, "Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal."
Y'all, she would literally just like, or like, just like give birth to a fucking ashtray.
She's
that baby would be like, the baby would be like born, and the baby's like, "What do you fucking want?"
My mother was a raw dog.
What are you looking at?
She was raw dog, and now here I am, 8 months later.
Someone put me on a ventilator.
Exactly.
So let me just
bless her heart.
Say
she's
this.
Like crying.
Y'all,
so
no
sad.
One's ever
she's
gonna
sad.
Think she's knocked up.
No one.
No one said that.
The only thing that's dropped in Lisa's life is probably her tits in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a dig about her body. Y'all, it's because when we get older, things drop.
It's true.
Have you ever seen
that aren't eggs?
Have you ever seen an 80-year-old man's balls?
Very low.
Do your balls hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bowl?
Can you throw them over your shoulder like a Continental soldier? Do your
balls hang low?
Anywho, we learned that song at Boy Scout camp.
Yeah.
But not, it wasn't balls.
It wasn't balls. It was something.
Years, I think.
Something. Anyway, they're in this shitty hotel room. The family's there. They go down and meet the family. Mom's bathing in a toilet.
Yeah, and
I don't know why
Lisa has a problem with this.
Okay, well, I kind of don't.
I kind of get it. Yeah,
this is where you poop. Like,
I get it. Yeah,
there's a shower and a bathtub right there, right?
No, it's true.
In the hotel room.
You, or you could just use, you could just shower, or you could kind of like hike your leg up on the sink.
Yeah, props for Lisa. She did it. Now, she didn't stick her foot in the toilet like Mother did.
No. Mother was like foot. Mommy was like foot contacting with bottom of the
she
toilet.
She was trying to fist fuck that toilet with
yeah,
her foot.
Yeah, she was like, y'all, sometimes when people like fuck asses with their feet,
yeah,
don't
that's
Google
like a
that, by the way.
Do not Google that.
No, not even Ashley Bucconi. Don't Google that.
Here's my question, though, and I don't mean this to be offensive. Not like
too late.
Not like when we said Nigeria has bad internet, and everyone said, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
Not was that was you. Sorry, just not to.
Yeah, thanks for throwing me under the bus. Appreciate that. Thanks for being a supportive podcast partner. Whenever is it because where they are from in Nigeria? Is it just much more kind of third world conditions that putting her foot in a toilet is actually hygienic more for her?
Probably.
Are people just shitting in the street?
Yeah. I don't think people are shitting
in
the street.
I'm asking. I'm not.
I don't think people are shitting in the street. I think that she believes a toilet hotel is, or a hotel toilet is very clean.
Okay.
I don't know.
You know, if y'all knew what went inside Poodle's butt and what came out in that toilet, you wouldn't go near it.
Again. Thank you for referring to my hygiene and throwing me under the bus.
Again, no, just because of all the guys you fucked.
Oh, that's understandable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because again, you put your foot in that toilet and that little alien would go, hello, my baby, hello, my honey, hello, my... Anyway.
That's basically, they have dinner with her, his brothers.
Do you think this is real or is this made up?
Made up. This is scripted.
I think so, too.
I don't understand Lisa knowing that all these things are happening with his Muslim culture. She can't just swallow her pride and let them talk about the man silences you for literally, they're going to go to the U.S. in how long?
These white claws
I know
are
you're ripped.
Strong.
Yeah.
What were you talking about?
I said I don't know why she can't hold her tongue and just try
Agreed.
To get along.
Because it's the night before the wedding. Also, too, this is why I think this is bullshit. If Lisa actually thinks it's appropriate the night before her wedding in this culture to ask Usman's two older brothers
right.
to weigh in on their fights. If Lisa, you don't listen to our show, but if you do, and if you actually believe that and wasn't asked to do that, you're a fucking idiot.
And they're never going to understand you as being,
from
the culture they're in,
to it.
They're never going to understand you as being equal with your husband. It's a very patriarchal society. The most you can do is just tell them what they want to hear and leave.
Tell him that the sun and moon rise in his
You're drunk
eyes.
And you're going to a different key.
So what's the original key?
Tell him that the sun and moon rise in his eyes. Reach out to him and whisper words so soft and sweet. Hold him close to hear his heartbeat.
Love will be the gift you give yourself.
Well done. I like it how you were giving all the face, too.
Hey, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm white claw drunk. And
I know you are.
We always commit. Poodle and I sang that once in Cabergay.
It was quite a mess, but that's okay.
I think I want to do a Cabergay in Christmas. Come at us. Who of y'all would come to L.A.?
Because we're not going anywhere with it.
We can't because of Corona.
No. That's all I've got
that's
about
all
those
we have.
Three. She left. She leaves the table,
She's
you guys.
Like, I'm done.
Which is the 11th time she said it, or the 12th time. Then we get to Avery and Ash.
Avery and Ash. So this is my question to you. And maybe, well, I probably should say it. Do you think she's playing along until she just gets the fuck out?
Yes.
That's what I think, too.
Yes.
Because I think that was so crazy. She can't really be like...
We've seen the same... Their storyline has gone flat for about the last three episodes.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You really know how to handle an arc of a show. You should make a show.
B- bitch. Just call me. I have lots of ideas. I could definitely script this a lot better for them. So, basically, you guys.
Uh-oh, Poodle's shaking it off, so I'm going to take control. So, Avery's basically saying she's been in boot camp. She feels like she's been in boot camp for the last 5 weeks, which is not really the...
I've been in... We took a boot camp class every morning at 6 a.m.
Oh, my
God. You don't know what being in boot camp is like.
Bernardo Coppola.
He once said, this room smells a lot like Taco Bell.
Yeah, he was from Argentina. Y'all, Google Bernardo Coppola. Cut to...
His dick has got to be somewhere on the internet,
oh,
right?
It's got to be. Cut to, I just said his name, and Andrea Simpson just jumped off of her chair and was like, typing.
He did ask us one time, we were in this boot camp class, like, what'd you have for breakfast this morning? I was like, an apple.
I was like, an apple. We're all going around, and God's like, toast. And then this one fucking skinny
fucking queen who didn't even need to be there.
And I'll let you, this Twinkie queen, like with 4% body fat, yeah, already was buffed. That's what Poodle means. Didn't need to be there. And he looked at him. He's like, what did you eat for breakfast? And that twink said,
gum.
And Jake's eyes got so, y'all, because
if I would have could breathe fire on him like one of Game of Thrones dragons, I would have.
Because
I would have burned her alive.
Jake will always remember and hold a grudge. However, if you ever shame, if you give shade to Jake about his age, sure,
I'll get past it.
But if you shade him about
what I
eat, he will never forget it.
You know what? You know what this bitch did to me on a birthday? We went to a barbecue restaurant. We went to a full on barbecue restaurant where you wear eating pants.
They even had hush puppies.
You wear a bib and you know you're gonna like eat in a trough.
I wasn't that hungry.
This bitch ate before my birthday dinner, obviously. I don't know what she was doing. She orders a salad, y'all.
It was barbecue ranch.
She orders a salad while I'm going to get the country boy fat boy plate.
It's literally called country boy fat boy.
Uh-huh. And she's going to sit there in judgment of her and me while I'm eating and eating my sides and fatty meats with literally grease dripping off my face. And I just see her eating a salad. I will never, ever forgive her for that. Ever. Ever.
That's when I realized this went deep.
You'll think about it before you do it again, won't you?
I don't have any choice now.
Anyway, I don't have a lot to say about these two people. They just went round and around about him trying to get an Australian passport because he's got a Mauritius visa right now.
That's basically it, too. And this is why I think Avery is just funny, because she keeps saying things like, well, this is going to take a while.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be quick. Uh-oh. Going to be months. We're going to have to go slow and take our time.
And he's like, no, I think we can do it.
Because you're crazy.
Anyway, thank you, guys. We got a lot of good feedback, because we said, I think last week and the week before, that if you're with a guy like Ash who is gaslighting you, and basically making you feel like you're wrong all the time, and basically treating you like you're crazy all the time, that you need to run. And we got a lot of good feedback saying, yeah, I was Avery.
People that were Avery, some people that feel like Avery,
feel like
right
Avery now.
I highly encourage, I encourage women and men, if you're not a part of the Sissy Squad, and I know some of you don't love Facebook, however, I will say, if you're going through a situation like this and you don't feel safe and you need people to talk to, the Sissy Squad is a really great place for that,
right?
I have to admit.
And I will say, Ash never makes Avery feel like he's always twisting her words in circles. And he never comes up with a complete answer. It's always like, I understand how you're feeling. Blah, blah, blah,
well,
blah,
now
blah, blah.
Well, he's also, too, again, what a master manipulator does and a sociopath does, he knows now what she needs to hear for him
right.
to get what he wants. So now he's pivoted, and he was telling her all this stuff on that pier of, oh, I think we should take time. I'll go over and get to know your family.
Right, he did say that.
Any of that before.
No, he did not.
He said, this will be better for Taj. He didn't care about Taj at all before. He was just saying that.
He's giving her the red pill, y'all. He's trying to get her to swallow the red pill.
Avery says something that's important, y'all. She says, this relationship, she said, we talked at the very first, she said, this feels like I've been in relationship boot camp. If you're in the beginning stages of a relationship and it's this hard.
Yeah, it's really hard for
them. It's not right. It shouldn't. Whew. And I'm not saying all of the easy relationships should be easy.
And a relationship is work. But
there should be.
This one is, they can't even talk to each other without them having a fucking knockdown drag out.
And or her feeling not safe.
Yeah.
So if you're in that situation and you're thinking, I'm going to fight for love. I'm going to give him my all.
Boy, that's the fucking poster child of that.
This is a red flag for you to get away.
You know what's another red flag? Sitting your fucking suitcase upright in a car again. I had to watch this suitcase teeter back and forth the entire way.
It drives him crazy.
And the suitcase, I could actually hear the suitcase saying, please just lay me down. For God, for everything that's holy.
Hey, lay me down. I want to go down.
And I want to say one more thing about something that Ash said.
Yeah.
I'm really going to miss her. I mean, she's my partner in crime. I wish we could stop using this phrase. Because people think it's cute.
I smell cologne again.
It's someone outside. I'm so over it. If you wore cologne over here, I'm throwing you out the window.
No, it's not me.
Anyway, this idea of partner in crime, you think it's cute to say it, y'all? It's kind of the same as, yeah, she's the person I want to go on a triple murder with.
You know, people on...
Or she's the person I want to go rob a bank with.
People on Love After Lockup don't appreciate it.
No.
They don't.
And if you think it's cute, I'm just saying it's putting you in a place that says, oh, we're going to like make trouble. I kind of get that kind of funny, my partner in crime. I get that. But in a way, it's not, because it's also trying to kind of, it's kind of trying to say that we're not like a regular couple. We're like bad. We're kind of fun. We're the fun couple.
You can be fun and not be crime people.
Yeah, it's. I'm not overreacting, guys. I just really hate this phrase. Looking for a partner in crime.
Looking for a soul to save me.
Yeah, I'm just so. But I guarantee you, if I went on an app, someone said looking for a partner in crime, I'm like, oh, you know what? I've got a great counterfeit scheme going. Want to join? What would happen?
We wouldn't be here.
No.
At 8:50 at night, listen to some guy with cologne in an alley yell while I'm looking at people's feet.
That's all I've got on those two.
You can put your foot back up there. I'm saying
there's barely anything at Ed.
Ed comes back to San Diego. He doesn't want to tell anybody what happened. He tells his mom.
Rose is out.
And she's like, I'm so sorry. Now, here's something I was a little bit impressed by.
Yeah.
He tells his mom in the car what happened, and he actually basically kind of said
he does.
What happened.
Yeah, he does.
It was factual. It was real news. It wasn't fake news. Like, I was surprised that he said it, because I thought he would twist it up more into...
Well, he did by saying, and I never found out about her past, which he supposedly had been okay with.
Which he did
like,
say.
Like, halfway through the show. And he said he'd never ask about it again.
He said that he was past that. Guess what?
He wasn't.
Anyway, this just reminded me. I saw this dog, and I saw Ed's mother, and I remember thinking, "It's gonna be fun."
Yeah. I wasn't as genial about him as you were, but
no.
Yeah.
Things.
Y'all, if you want a good first read from somebody, always come to me, because I'll give you a good first read.
Well, you didn't like Avery.
No, I didn't.
And now we love her.
I still have questions about her, though.
If Avery stays with Ash, I'm going to message her every day to
break
up with
him. I still have questions about her, though. I feel like though she did the show to become famous.
I'm fine with it. I like her. She can be famous. Who doesn't? Who does this show just because they want to find love? Oh, yeah. Darcy. Darcy does.
Y'all, everything again, in us wanted to reproduce this scene
in a video. But they're talking about
her
brother.
They're memorializing their dead brother. And
it was sweet, and we can't touch it.
And I hear my mother poodle's voice in my head going, "Don't speak ill of the dead. Don't speak ill of the dead, Jay Bird. You can't make fun of people who are going to like celebrate their dead relatives."
I keep thinking of my Aunt Peggy when she talked about burying her brother Jerry. Because Uncle Jerry died of spinal meningitis.
How old was he?
12.
I smell fucking cologne, and it won't end.
I smell cologne.
Sorry.
It's a nice cologne. Anyway, y'all, so basically,
I ruined that moment.
Darcy and Stacy.
He died at 12. I smell fucking cologne.
Darcy and Stacy, they're getting in the car. And somebody in our comments, but it's true. Darcy's like, "I'm getting in a car." In fact, maybe we can do this part. A 90-day gaze theater. I'll be playing the role of Darcy. Poodle will be playing the role of Stacy. And both women are sitting in the car and seeing.
Hey, Darcy, how's your day?
Hey, Stacy. So, I'm gonna get a new car.
What are you gonna get?
Right now,
gonna get a Hummer. Gonna get a Mercedes?
Maybe a Maserati? Gonna work, bitch.
Whoa, nice.
Maybe Bentley?
I don't know. I kind of see with a billionaire, so it's great.
What do you think they'll get for a trade-in from a Hyundai?
Because
that's what I'm driving now.
$5,000.
Really? That much?
Yeah. You may want to sell anything. Sell your hair.
I give a lock of my hair. I didn't buy it.
You're not that famous.
Oh. Okay. Well, moving on to something bigger and better. Like a car.
No more negativity.
No more negativity. I'm starting fresh. I'm done.
No more sorries.
I'm happy.
No more love you like a sister.
No. I'm going to manifest. Manifest. That's what I'm going to do. Something new. Releasing the old.
Wait, know your power. Know your power.
No more. I'm sorry. I love you.
And scene.
That's basically all we can make fun of them because the rest was
sweet. Instagram quotes.
It was Instagram quotes, but it is very, it's really
And they're
tragic.
Talking about their brother who died at 27.
It's very tragic and it is kind of cool. They're probably going to lead into this, but that's, if y'all know from, if you're part of the 90 Day.
They have a spinoff, y'all. Oh,
we're
God.
So excited.
Oh.
But also, if
House
you know
of 11
this
spin-off.
From the first season of Before the 90 Days. Their brother was what helped inspired House of 11 because I think he was died on 7/11, but I think he was also born on 11/11, which is my grandma Hazel's birthday, 11/11,
and that's when we dropped the podcast.
We did.
We dropped the podcast at 11/11.
Our first podcast?
No.
Oh, at the time.
Where are you?
I'm in White Claw Land.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm kind of like Grandma Hazel. I'm a little different. I'm different after White Claw.
After you've been
like,
thrown by the
like
tornado.
She was thrown by the tornado.
Let's finish this. I'm hungry.
I want Burger King. Y'all, I haven't had a Whopper in years.
This show on the West Coast takes place at such a weird time for my eating.
I said Whopper, and he just looked at me like
a raccoon.
Like I said out loud, he has like $400 in your bank account. Yeah. Like, you don't say that in public on the air. Like,
I would love a Whopper right now.
The onions on a Whopper and the
Stop
mayonnaise
it.
And the ketchup.
What can I throw at
and
you?
And cheese tots, y'all. When Burger King has their cheese tots.
One thing we learn about the brothers is that the brother loved happiness, health. He was a real man.
And he
loved love.
He loved love. And we love love.
Okay. He loved loved being in love.
This is what we get. Some people are annoyed by this, y'all. And some people, you said that you're over Darcy. And we get it. But
I'll never be over her.
As entertainers.
Oh, bring it on.
We love that they get.
They know who they are.
They know the stupid things. We love that. We love the awareness. Oh, we still got to do fucking sissy shout outs. Oh, my God.
It's 9 p.m.
Yo, Poodle's shaking it off because he's had four vodkas and tonics. Okay.
I'm just hungry.
Why do I have so many messages on Facebook?
Shut up!
Oh, it's Lena. That's sweet. Okay.
All right, sissy shout-out. Sissy shout-outs.
Let's see what let's look at Letter of Gay. Mary.
Mary.
Okay, the Letter of Gay says, we are on... Didn't we do YZ last time?
Yeah.
I don't think I wrote it down.
Great.
I don't remember.
So we did, I don't think we did YZ last time.
Oh, we did WX?
Yes.
We might do YZ. So let's do YZ again.
I like it. What pops up is Yolanda.
What if Yolanda?
What if I just did Yolanda? Yolanda just joined.
Oh my God, that would be great. So you're going to do Y or Z?
I'll do Y.
Okay.
Members. Okay, members.
Y'all, while we're doing this, I want to remind you, you can go to 90daygays.com forward see all of our shows. You can get our merch there. You can get your Don't Pull Over shirt. You can get, if you can cream it, you can dream it. Also, we want to remind you that what else is going on? There's something else going on this week that we're doing.
You get the Patreon all free.
Oh, you get the Patreon free for the entire month. All of it.
All of it.
Starting,
give me all of it.
And starting at midnight Eastern time, so that'll be 9 p.m. Pacific, people.
On June 1st, June you can 1st, register for the $8
that's
tier.
That's when it all's going back behind the Gatreon, and we're adding our new Don't Pull Over tier at $8.
Amen. Does it say who we've done before?
Sure, yes. It says...
Who can we not do?
We have done Andrea Young Marrington.
Okay.
And... which I'm glad Mary says I couldn't find her in the Sissy Squad because I think she left. After
I think she left.
And then Chelsea Zizza. We can't do Chelsea Zizza.
Okay, I know who I'm going to do.
Go ahead. You're why.
Oh, wait. That's not a why.
Oh, my God.
Oh, are you sure we haven't done this person? I feel like we have. It's okay if we haven't. You know what? If not, we're following the letter of gay. This is to my Sissy Squad shout out goes to... Marin Yakko. Marin Yakko.
Okay.
Marin Yakko.
Did you say her actual name?
No. Marin Yakko.
But you have Y.
That's her last name. Marin Yakko.
Marin.
I'm so changing her first name, so her you
first,
moron.
So her first name is Yaren? Yaren.
I'm, it's Aaron.
Oh.
You're an idiot. People, someone came for me saying I'm mean to him. Y'all, if you knew what I have to deal with. Marin Yakko, this is your life. You know, not a lot of people know this. And, you know, it's not necessarily a great operation. She is a madam.
Oh.
She is a lady of the night, not that she, not for herself. She kind of runs it. She's a madam, but she runs male prostitutes.
Oh.
She takes back the night on her own.
Okay.
She has a normal life. Everything. She like drives a fucking Honda CRV.
Love them.
She's just, and you know who her best prostitute is?
Hmm.
Sorry, best sex worker?
Sex workers, always.
Her husband.
Really?
Very tall man.
Oh.
Very, you know what that
swing
means.
Swing low.
And he recruited all of his basketball partners to go have sex with these people. And he, and she's the ringleader. She's sitting back there smoking cigars, like basically in a tuxedo, like Veronica on Riverdale.
Boy.
She's got it all handled. But I will say, the weirdest thing about this sex worker-dom that she's got going on, they don't actually have sex. It's only women, for some, which I find kind of a little bit, their clientele's only women. I find that very, very offensive.
I'm confused. The clientele's only women who have sex with men, or it's just women
the
having sex with women?
The clientele is women who want to have sex with the men that she has. Keep up.
Okay.
It's only male clients.
Well,
it's only
like it's
males hiring. Male sex workers.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes. So women are getting the power
back. But they
back.
Only play board games like Parcheesi and Candyland.
I loved Candyland.
I did too.
Did they play Mousetrap?
The Peppermint
Trap?
Forest.
I love
Mousetrap, all of it. Now, it does get a little weird when one of the guys decides to stick his dick up in the Connect Four. Because so usually dicks are involved in the games.
That's not a match, is it?
No. You blocked me.
You blocked me. You know, you should play. You actually, I bet, I know I could.
We and in Mousetrap, his dick just rides all the way down the slide.
And when they play Memory, that's when Poodle just goes and sits on all these dicks, and he has to match which two dicks he sat on before.
This one feels good. That's you.
Surprising.
7-incher.
He never loses.
But anyway, they're playing games.
What if your mother listened to this
no,
show ever?
No, never, never. Anyway, but one day, she just decides to call a free-for-all, and they can fuck these women, they can fuck their clients, however, they have to do it via the premise of the game. So if they're playing Strawberry Shortcake Roulette, they have to, like, spin the wheel and then bang the woman's jaw with their dicks.
I'm sorry, Alyssa.
Anyway, have fun with that. It has to be through board games, though. You just have to incorporate your dick.
Sadly.
She's a madam, y'all.
Sadly, y'all, I wish this
was... That's Marignacco.
I wish this was not true, but it's not, because sissy shout-outs are always
110% accurate.
Our next sissy shout-out goes to Lee... Lee, L-E-I-G-H, the female spelling. Lee.
Doesn't have to be. I've known males who spelled it L-E-I-G-H.
Hercher.
Okay.
Lee Hercher starts with a Z. Lee Hercher.
Zercher.
Yes. Okay. Thanks for ruining it, though. You
ruined mine.
She's got a problem in that. She's got a heartache and a love with her husband, and they love each other so much. But you know, sometimes when some people, they love each other so much, and so, you know, you and I are a good yin and yang for one another.
Mm-hmm. I don't ever want to see your yang. And, let's just make it honest there.
And everyone's seen your yin except for me, and I want to keep it that way.
Fair.
So, but you know, Poodle will pull me back when I'm going to crazy land, as I'll pull him back.
I wish.
Not Lee Hercher. Her husband, I don't know his name, let's just say Gary.
Gary.
Gary and Lee, they once went to a party. And the talent for a child's party for one, because they have kids and they were going to this kid.
Okay.
And the child's entertainment didn't show up.
Okay.
So they had to put on, they had in the back of their trunk, they had those, you know, those little white onesies you wear that look like unicorns, like onesies, pajamas. Yeah. They put them on and entertained at this party and they killed.
Okay.
These 6-year-olds love them. But now, they think they're really talented child performers.
Child party performers.
Party performers.
Okay.
And they're not.
They're not.
They're just showing up to their friend's house performing. And, I mean, one woman held her kid like her kid was about to be abducted.
They did not like it.
Gary tried to give her children candy and had never met this kid. It was just creepy.
This sounds really scary.
And so they weren't doing well on the party circuit, so they decided they could go to Universal Studios out there in Orlando, and they thought they could convince people that they were actual characters.
Can this end quickly?
Really? 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 Anyway, so they go to Universal. They're out there with Spider-Man. There's, what's the thing at Universal? Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And they're jumping in front of the Hogwarts Express in their unicorn outfit saying, yeah. Anybody want a picture? Anybody want a picture? And no one wants
no
a picture.
No one wants a picture.
But they keep telling the other one, we can do this. And y'all...
Please end it now.
They're still at Universal Studios right now.
Studios?
Just waiting. So if you're there...
Suso Studios?
If you're there, you can fuck Poodle in the ass and push a white claw up his ass, and you can take a picture with Lee Hercher. And Lee, that's your sissy shout-out. And again, they're 110% accurate.
Merciful God, end
yours
it now.
Yours goes on for... You know what? I'm going to challenge you. For the month of June...
Oh, it's a challenge.
It's
you
a
know
challenge.
I love a challenge.
For the month of June, your sissy shout-outs can't be sexual.
Okay. Okay.
Let's see if you do it.
Challenge accepted.
Okay.
And yours have to be short.
Mine are always short.
That's not true.
Y'all time it. Whose are longer?
And yours
mine
have,
or Poodle?
Listen, yours have to somewhat make sense.
Mine always do. That's just Poodle being mean to Maddie.
That's gross. Y'all, this has been the show. So y'all, leave a review.
Poodle loves a review
on Apple Podcasts. We love that.
Have you looked? We're almost up to 1,900.
We are.
What did we say at 2,000, Poodle?
We'll do a live show, but not during Corona.
Not until we can, but it's in the works, y'all. We appreciate you so much. This is such a wonderful community. I even posted the other day in Sissy Squad just about my own stuff with my nephew, and I did that because it's such a... Not just the Sissy Squad. Instagram, Twitter, y'all come at us. Y'all really created a space that really is not just Poodle and I. You've made it really special, and we love you so much for it. And Poodle's about to eat his fucking knee.
I gotta pee.
We gotta end this show, y'all. Again.
I will say, you guys, check out the Patreon all next week starting May 25th. It's free. Everything's free. Get everything free, but come June 1st, everything goes back behind its normal times.
Again, you fucked it up. That's this week, because we're doing the podcast on the 24th today. The 25th is tomorrow, so you said
next week.
That's what
I'm saying.
So this week, listen to everything.
This week. That's what I meant.
You can't keep track of time.
That's what I meant, this week.
Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts, because they can't keep a track of time either. And aren't we all just lonely hearts?
Yes, and if they called you sit and spin in college, come at us.
Call me.
Call us.
You ruined that.
Wow. I got piss.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.